Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Yeah, it's, so Malik Beasley ends up in Milwaukee because Los Angeles declines his $16.5 million option, right? And so, you know, he had said that, hey, maybe I could have gone back to L.A. for a different number. But he was, I think, Sparky, he was sort of looking ahead, right? And thought, hey, coming to Milwaukee, playing with Giannis and Chris at the time, you know, the Lillard trade hadn't happened.
Right.
You know, he saw, you know, Pat Connaughton and Grayson Allen and Joe Ingles and all those open threes. And quite honestly, you know, and I give Malik credit for this. I mean, he knows that guys who come to Milwaukee in these last 4 or 5 years, they get paid. And so that was part of it too. But yeah, he was like, hey, okay, well, if I'm going to have to take what I feel is like below market value, in his eyes, why not go to a place where I can maybe reach that market in a year going forward? So, yeah, he was pretty open about that. And then obviously the Dame trade happened, and sort of like anything else where it's like, all right, well, I usually shoot 40% from three. You're going to leave me open for stuff? Like, he's like, all right, you know, I'll eat like that every day if that's what wants to happen. And obviously if you're the Bucks, the focus is more on the defensive end where you hope, you know, he's invested in that and into it. And, you know, at least for now, Sparky, he says he is. He understands that that's an important part of this if he does want to reach, you know, a next contract. So, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out.
You know, the interesting part to me, and there's a lot of interesting parts in that piece, but another interesting part was when he was talking about the LA gig where I come in doing one thing. Austin Reeves takes my job, essentially, you know, because he was playing better and he wasn't complaining about it or nothing like that. He's like, hey, it happens. Like, whatever. He was playing better. So he took the job. I like that as a fan because it's like, okay, he wasn't bitter. He wasn't jealous or nothing like that. Or at least that's not what it appears to be. At least when you did the interview, he was just like, all right, he outplayed me. He got my job. And right now it looks like, tell me if I'm wrong, that it looks like he's going to be the fifth starter in this lineup. Because if the head coach comes to you and says, hey, man, you're going to defend their best player out on the guard in the wing position, he's got to start. Like, how you can't go tell him, hey, you're going to get the best guy on the floor, but you won't get him till the second quarter. Cool. All right, cool. Like, no. I mean, he hasn't officially announced the starting five. Beasley started the first two games. I think it's his job at this point. Like, I would be genuinely shocked if on opening night he's not starting.
Yeah, I think it's definitely trending in that direction, Sparky. And I got it from Griffin's point of view. You know, you're not just sort of handing that spot to someone, right? Especially, look, Pat Connaughton has equity on this team. Marjon Beauchamp has equity on this team. And as we said, Malik comes in with, you know, some questions on, is he going to defend at the level Adrian Griffin wants? So the coaching staff is probably like, hey, we need to see you do something. We need to see you do this in practice in some of these preseason games defensively to get this job. And you're right, to start on Zach LaVine, to start on Desmond Bain. I'm guessing they're going to throw him out against the Lakers and start [S2] Yeah. [S1] With the big, you know, not the big three, but the big two in LA on this weekend. It feels that way, but you're right, Spark. I could see Adrian Griffin kind of holding off on like announcing that, just for the sake of, you know, competition, so to speak.
That's kind of the other thing when we kind of look at this Bucks team right now is you brought up the fact of, well, Connaughton's got equity and Marjon Beauchamp has equity, but do they? It's a whole new coaching staff. These dudes don't know anybody. They're not entitled to anybody. Like, Pat Connaughton was Bud's guy. Brooke was Bud's guy. Like, Bud had his guys. And most coaches have their guys, right, that they like for whatever the reason may be. And now, just like if you get a new boss at work, you got to start all over. Everybody's back to baseline zero. Yeah, your pay is what it is, clearly. But it's almost like you have to reprove yourself that you deserve to be in your role or whatever role that is. And I kind of feel like outside if your name is Giannis, that's kind of where everybody is essentially coming in. And now Lillard obviously is good like that. But these role player guys, these bench guys, they all have to start over.
I mean, I get yes and no. I mean, I think Adrian Griffin was truthful when he says, hey, look, this Bucks team has been very good. There's no need to tear it down and redo stuff. So that's why I sort of meant, you know, Pat has a respect level. And even Marjon is a second-year emerging player. I mean, he got in all that summer work, right, with his new coaching staff. So I don't think, you know, they weren't going to gift Pat Connaughton, for instance, the starting shooting guard job.
But if Bud was here, Patsy would have been gifted the starting shooting job. And Beasley would have been coming off the bench. That's what I'm telling you, I think, is a big difference. If Bud's the coach, Connaughton's starting. I don't think there's any question about it.
You know, I don't know. Bud's not the coach, so I can't say that. But, you know, but I get what you're saying in that sense. Yeah, it's a new head coach. You know, Bud did have a certain way and the way he approached his guys in that way. You know, some players didn't play, right? Jay Crowder told me at the end of last season, like, what am I doing here? And maybe that's one of the reasons for the change is communication's a little different this year, et cetera. But I do think, you know, there's respect for those guys where it wasn't just going to be, hey, oh, Malik Beasley, you were signed, traded Grayson Allen, you're the guy. Like, I feel like he's the one who had to prove something as opposed to Pat. I mean, Marjon probably as a second-year player would have really needed to gone way above and beyond anybody's expectation to actually earn that spot. But, like, Pat in particular, Sparky, I think, you know, look, if something had happened, if Beasley got hurt or it just wasn't worth, whatever it may be, I think Pat had enough, like, built up, especially his chemistry with the rest of the team, even with Dame at this point, right? As a former teammate, like, yeah. So, I mean, I get what you're saying with Bud, but I do think, at least in Pat's case, you know, there's a respect level for what he can bring.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.